and welcome to Dear Pop Culture Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about pop culture that is dear to us, brought to you by Comedy Here Often. I'm Gina Harms. I am your host. And today I am joined by a very exciting guest, a very hilarious comedian. Oh. It's Aaron Reed.
Hello.
Hi.
Was I supposed to talk then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. You did it.
I waited patiently.
Yeah. I also like doing that intro because I don't make eye contact.
Yeah.
I'm like, I have to look anywhere but you.
Yeah. Gina's just revving yourself up.
Yeah. Thank you. Anyways, how are you?
I'm good. Feel good. A little tired, but yeah. Whatever. That's life, I think.
Man,
I think Everyone's tired.
Yeah.
That's 24/7.
That's adult. That's Adult life.
And the people who aren't tired, they'll be tired tomorrow.
Yes.
You only get one good day per week.
Or it's, yeah. when you're like partying. You're I feel great.
I feel so good.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. How's your weekend?
My weekend?
I don't know. It's Sunday.
Yeah, right. It's Sunday. My weekend was like, okay. I just kind of worked and did shows and...
Nice.
Yeah. I got to eat an apple soon. I've been eating a lot of pizza. Mm. Too much pizza. I bought pizza because someone talked about pizza. I don't even think I wanted it, but then I bought it. So... And I'm trying to figure out if I'm lactose intolerant or if I just ate a whole pizza and you can't do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's something.
I don't really know.
Yeah, I have a weird thing where it's like if I drink a glass of milk or like eat yogurt, I definitely feel gross in my stomach. So I'm like, oh, lactose. But then if I have like one or two slices of pizza, I'm like, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's enough cheese.
Yeah.
It's not too much.
I thought it was like 10 pieces of pizza.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Do you drink milk a lot?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah.
I stopped because of that.
Yeah. And I feel like it's like a faux pas now. If you drink milk, people make fun of you. Yeah, they're like, people, you're a freak.
People call you a psycho.
You're a farm freak.
Yeah. Actually, probably the biggest reason I don't is because I feel like I'm a very phlegmy person.
Oh, yeah. It'll get it going.
Yeah.
Cheese,
it's very
dairy.
Thick.
Especially a full glass of milk.
Ugh.
You're horking. Yeah. You're like a pack a day horking after a glass of milk.
Oh, so gross.
Yeah. Milk's psycho. I don't really like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chocolate milk. Every once in a while, I'll get a chocolate milk, and then I'll be two sips in, and I'll be like, "What am I doing?"
Like, yeah,
what?
Like for like nostalgia, you're like, "Oh, chocolate milk,"
and it comes in those little mini versions of a 4-liter jug.
Yeah, so cute.
Yeah, I used to love those in the iced tea. I think I just like the little jug. I like to carry around a little jug.
Yeah, you should just get one. I don't know.
Yeah,
you
like
put water in
like
it.
A bougie to go little jug.
That would be
great. $100.
Yeah,
that I will lose right away.
Yeah, you can find one on Etsy.
Yeah. I just like that the liquid. This is very boring, but I like that the liquid goes in the handle. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something...
It's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the milk jugs that you can see. Like, they're see-through.
Yes. I like those, too. And I like the feel of the plastic. Is this pop culture? Yeah. Milk jugs?
No, this is so funny. Just because I worked at a coffee shop for years.
Me too.
And I'm like, yeah, so I think that's maybe a barista thing where you're like really into milk.
Yeah. I was also a milk goblin at a grocery store for a long time.
A what?
Like, you know, they don't really do that. Well, they still do. You know, the milk... When you get milk and it's on those trays that are on an angle and there's someone behind going like,
oh,
you know,
you're like in the fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
So I worked in those.
Okay.
That was actually a dream of mine as a kid. I wanted to work behind the milk zone and I did. And
you
it
did.
Was not a good dream to have. It was very sad.
You're like, maybe I shouldn't follow my dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I listened to like, because I was like an indie kid when I was like 19. So I listened to like Sufjan Stevens. Mm. And then my manager would come and be like, what the fuck is this? This sucks. And I'd be like, this is dumb. I'm like, it's fucking art, man.
Wow.
But I smell like rotten milk. Everyone is like, why are we talking about music right now? Let's just do our jobs.
Right. You're like, this is important.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Well, we could move on to pop culture, I guess. What's something you're into right now? Like
with pop culture?
Yeah. Or like, I don't know if you're watching something.
Yeah.
Or...
I'm definitely watching something and I've been talking about it a lot, but now we're going straight to the airwaves with it. So it's getting pretty serious. I'm watching a show called Blacklist with James Spader.
Oh,
this is going to be a very boring episode.
Is this like, when did this show come out? Like a what?
I think like 2013 or something.
Okay.
But yeah. All 8 seasons are on Netflix.
Yes.
It's like a FBI procedural show. And James Spader plays this, like, it's just a boomer fantasy for parents. So if there's any like boomer parents out there, they're going to love this.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know what your demo.
I have no
idea. My demo is not them. So they're never going to hear this.
I have no idea who listens to this podcast. No, that's, it's funny because James Spader, I like would have seen him in that. And then like, maybe like he was in The Office, like the later season of The Office. And it took me like so long to realize that he was also like the hot teen and Pretty in Pink.
Yeah.
He looks so different.
He looks really different. Like, yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, and he doesn't, it's not like he's aged badly. He just like doesn't look like the same person.
No, he's just a full fledged 50-year-old man.
Yeah.
Or whatever. 60-year-old man.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love him. And the way he talks, he like eats his words and it's really good. And,
yeah.
But he's just like always 10 steps ahead of the FBI and he's working with them. And when he goes to like a different country, he knows all the pronunciations, which is cool, but also very funny because he's always like showing it off and stuff like that.
Wow. He's like a Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah. Mm. He's like a Sherlock Holmes.
He's not smokes. With the force. He's just,
no.
Yeah.
He's doing his own thing. But yeah, it's a pretty goofy show.
That's fun.
It's one of those shows you just turn on to watch and then it slowly eats away at your brain.
Yeah.
And then you click on it, you're like, I don't even know if I want to watch it. And then you're like, okay, yeah.
And you're, it's
three
on.
Episodes in. Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's crazy. I don't know. I feel like I never watch shows like that, but I miss it. Because I miss just turning on the TV and just watching what was on.
Yeah.
But now with like Netflix, I'll just like, nope, I'll turn it off too quickly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a weird feeling.
I want cable.
Yes.
Whenever I'm at a hotel, I turn on the TV right away. I love it.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
I love ads.
Yeah.
Like TV ads. I don't like internet ads. They're too like, hey, buddy.
Yeah.
You like bracelets? It's like, how did you know? What the hell? Whereas TV, it's just like, milk is are still here. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, TV ads I like.
Yeah, it's crazy. Also, like internet ads are just, they're trying to pretend they're not ads.
Yeah.
Like if you're ever on scrolling on TikTok, then the ads come up and they're just also people doing front facing camera stuff.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, this is an ad.
Yeah. I hate it.
Yeah.
And now celebrities do them too.
Yes.
So it's like some celebrity that you know, like Gwyneth Paltrow or something is like, hey guys. And you're like, what? And then it's like a very low budget her like coming out of a moving box being moving's crazy. And you're like, what the hell?
Yeah. What is going on?
Don't you have like 3 million? Give me that job. What are you?
Yes. Well, Elton John just did the Uber Eats ads.
I know.
You see that?
Same with John Hamm. I'm like, you guys are taking money from like untalented actors. What are you doing?
I was going to say us, but then you said untalented. I was like,
oh,
whoa.
No, not untalented, but yeah, that was mean.
No, but you're right.
Not untalented. You know what? I don't know.
But it's like Elton John's a genius.
Yeah.
You're taking work away from us who aren't genius level.
Yeah, you're taking away from work from us who are like, I hope I get this Uber Eats thing.
Yeah.
Could really use that $2,000 or whatever.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I love ads, though. Ads are my favorite. Do you like movie theater ads?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
Like, I just went to the movies and I think that it was like 15 minutes of ads and I think 10 of those minutes were car commercials.
Yeah.
Why are they all for cars?
I don't know who, well, I guess movie tickets are kind of expensive. So people do have cars, but
yeah,
I love car ads cause they always play that music and they're like, life is nuts. It comes at you fast.
Always. Yeah.
First minute your daughter's born, then she's off to college. And it's like, what is it? And then you're like, okay, Hyundai. All right.
Yeah.
I guess.
They're so funny. There's like two kinds. There's like that kind where they're like trying to appeal to the family. And then there's the kind where it's like, they're just saying like scientific words. They're like torque.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Horsepower.
Go down. Oh, wow, wow. Oh. Yeah. Get out this winter. Be safe.
Yeah.
And now with global warming, I love that they're all trying to tie it in. They're like, the world's changing at a crazy pace. And you're like, I know.
Oh, God.
They're like, make sure you stock up with Ford. Torque. Get away from the fire with Ford Torque.
Yeah. Get some good tires.
Yeah.
Mad Max is coming.
Yeah, exactly. Stab-proof tires. From when roving gangs trying to find shelter, trying to stab your tires, they won't.
Ford.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's crazy.
One time when I was in on London, Ontario, because sometimes when you get into smaller towns, the ads get very specific, even at the Cineplex.
Oh.
And I was in London, Ontario, and I was watching this. I went to a movie every night. I was in London, Ontario. My grandpa died or whatever. He died, not or whatever. He's not.
I'm sorry.
But anyways, I always run into trouble when I talk about this. But I saw a movie every night because there was nothing to do except for go talk to my grandma. You know, whatever. This story's sad. But the ad that they were showing was, because it was around Christmas, they were like, this holidays, make sure you have your whatever that gas detector is going in your garage. And it was a anti-suicide ad for people not doing the like exhaust suicide thing. Oh, God, Whoa. Why am I talking about this? But anyways, that was the ad. Like, and then I was just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
What a crazy small town ad.
Yeah.
This Christmas, keep an eye on those people who are going to kill themselves in a garage.
Yeah, it's a hard time of year.
But then Yikes. They went like, Merry Christmas at the end of it, and were waving. It was the fire department.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was weird.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
That just reminded me, like, weirdly, one year for Christmas, my dad wanted a carbon monoxide detector for his garage.
Yeah. I think it's for other things too.
Definitely.
Yeah.
He's just, he hangs out in the garage a lot.
Yeah.
So it's just like,
you want to make sure the gas is
going in. You're
working
on cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. Do you go to the movies a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same. I love to go alone, but I love going with people too.
Yeah.
But I'm a big alone movie guy.
Me too.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's like your own world.
Yeah. Cause it's like, if you go with someone, you're, it's not like you're talking.
Yeah. No, you should. Well, yeah, you shouldn't be.
Yeah, you shouldn't be.
I don't know.
Depends on the movie. Rules.
Yeah. And how many people are in there and stuff like that.
For sure.
Yeah. You got to read the room if you want to talk in a movie theater.
Yeah. it is awkward. Like sometimes when you're with people and then like the trailers are on and it's like, do you feel like you have to like comment on each trailer? Like, oh yeah, that.
Well, trailers used to be so different because they used to dim the lights and you would watch the trailers.
Yes.
But trailers are now still talk time.
Yeah.
I do, yeah. Especially if I'm hyped up, I'll make lots of jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Especially at the ads, because I hate that ads are so evil and weird.
It is weird.
Yeah.
And that's what it is now. There's like so many ads and then there's all the trailers. So people just show up like late.
Yeah.
I hate it.
And they have these assigned seats now, which are cool, but also I have a lot of anxiety and I'm constantly check my ticket to make sure I'm in the right seat.
Me too. Yeah. Okay. I went to see the James Bond movie and, this couple just ruined it. Like it was sold out.
Yeah.
I mean, it was all assigned seating. And so like I get there early and this couple is sitting in my seat. I'm like, oh, sorry. Like this is my seat. And they're like,
oh no. Oh,
okay. And then they just move over one. And then the next people come in and they're like, oh, you're in our seats. And then they just like move over a bit down the row again.
Terrible move.
Yeah. And then like, these other people decide to not say something. They're like, oh, I think they're in our seats.
Oh,
we'll
that
just
would
sit
be me.
Somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause they just don't want to have any conflict. But then these other people came in and said to those people, you're in our seats. And then those people had to go out to get the usher.
It's like, a chain reaction.
Oof. I was like, you guys are so annoying.
That'll lead to that's how like a big fight breaks out.
Honestly.
Cause everyone's like, who was the original?
Yeah.
Who isn't playing by the rules.
And then by that time the movie had started. Oh. So it's just like, I was like, I'm so glad I got here early. It was just in my seat. Like, oh.
I was in it once and the movie theater was kind of empty-ish, but I was with someone who was more freewheeling about the seats.
Yeah.
And I like bit my tongue. I was like, okay, we'll see how this goes. And then immediately someone's like, you're in our seats. I'm like, oh, God damn it. Cause now we're in this roulette. We did the same thing, but luckily it was empty, so no one.
Right, you could just move over one, and it doesn't matter.
But I'm a big oh my God, I hate that.
Yeah.
I went to go see Spider-Man with my nephews once, and it was cool. It was kind of empty, but they were like kids. They're like 3 and 4, so they're just like walking around, like slamming on things. I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
People were kind of looking. I'm like, oh no. I mean, it was a kids
they're
movie.
Kids,
but yeah, it's fine.
You can be more forgiving.
Yeah, totally. Also, I just need to let go. Doesn't matter what people think of me.
Yeah.
No more.
Yeah.
I'm never going to care again.
Wow.
No.
You just have a breakthrough.
Yeah. Just become a monster. I don't give a fuck anymore. Can I swear on this podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I didn't think you would have a no swear policy.
Yeah. Yeah. We give no fucks.
Zero fucks.
Let's see. Or are you, do you pay attention to like, I don't know, celebrity? Like, do you follow celebrities on Instagram?
I don't follow celebrities on Instagram, but I follow celebrity gossip.
Okay.
And I go on TMZ when I'm in a dark place.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
That's, well, I guess like I don't, just because that I feel like that stuff will just find me. Someone will post about it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I know about Pete Davidson and,
and Kim K.
Kim K.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know about them. Whatever's on Twitter, I'll know about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, and I actually like stopped going on Twitter a couple weeks ago just because I felt it was not affecting my mental health in a great way.
Oh, Twitter's dank.
Yeah. So, but there is some things now where I'm like, oh, I'm just going to have to not know about this, or maybe I'll have to start going on TMZ.
Yeah.
Like, do you start just going on websites that aren't social media.
Yeah.
Like, that's weird.
It is weird. I hate the like zombie, like sometimes I'll go to freaking Instagram and then I'll be like, I'm going to go to a different site. And then I'll just open up a new tab and type in Instagram. And then I'll be like, this is bad.
I know. Yeah, it's a cycle. It's been like hours.
Yeah.
Being like, okay, I'm going to get up and go to the bathroom. And then you're like, it's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And then it's been like an hour and you're like, I really have to pee. What am I doing?
Yeah, totally.
Very sad.
I was off Twitter for a while and I really liked it. I like Twitter because I like it for writing jokes, but
yeah,
it could get into your head.
Yeah.
It's so much shouting and it's very pithy and everyone's like, it's kind of like hanging out with a bunch of people and like someone comes in with like a Christmas hat on, everyone's like, look at this fucker, like, fuck you. You know, it's like,
yeah,
like Christmas hat over here. You know,
that's the attitude.
It's like, chill out, just let them wear this elf hat. It's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's lots of cool stuff on Twitter too. It's not all
there
bad.
Is lots of like funny things. I think the best memes come out of Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some good memes out there.
Great. I love memes.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, let's go into more like nostalgia.
Okay.
So like what were some things you were into growing up?
Growing up?
Yeah.
Like elementary school or like high school, whatever. Yeah, just growing up.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I always say like, I feel like when you're kind of in that like middle school age, that's when you really get like, start to come into your own a little bit.
I went through a lot of phases.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Really tried to discover myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like maybe late elementary school into high school, I was really into like Project Wise and like rap rock, you know?
Oh.
Yeah. Like grade 7 was Limp Bizkit time for me.
Yes.
Slipknot, I didn't really have a bad childhood, so Slipknot was a funny thing to listen to. When I was just like in my room, my life was pretty fine. I was just like,
yeah,
everything is bad. I was just like, that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that. I was really into Ninja Turtles when I was a kid.
Oh.
That was my thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you have like, did you like ever like pick one, like a favorite?
The pressure was on to pick Michelangelo because he's the goofball.
Right.
Everyone loves him. But yeah. I was more of a Leonardo guy because he was the leader and he had two swords, mostly because he had two swords.
Two swords is pretty
cool. If Michelangelo had two swords, I'd have picked him.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like Michelangelo's affect more. Like, I like, he's more chill.
Yeah.
Leonardo's a bit of a narc.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're the leader, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like the Captain America.
And everyone hates Donatello because he's into science. So cruel.
Oh, yeah. He's a nerd.
Yeah, everyone hates him. Oh. And everyone's like, everyone likes Raph because he's like emotionally disturbed.
Right.
I love that
scene.
He's the
bad boy.
He is the bad boy.
Oh, okay. Oh,
and he talks like classic like that.
That's cool.
I'm like, Raphael. Yeah. And I was into Slash, who is an evil Ninja Turtle from another planet.
What?
Yeah, who knows? Who Krang knows. But he's got a jagged sword and he... Yeah, that's pretty much it. He's just kind of this badass turtle that lives on a planet.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, the Ninja Turtles... So do you ever have things from your childhood where you remember it and you still do it? Because I remember in this one Ninja Turtles comic, it had this scene where the Ninja Turtles are on a beach and they see this actual turtle with like a Coca-Cola six-pack rings around his neck. And they're like, we got to save it.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, it's like, you got to always cut these kids because it'll endanger the... And I still do it.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if it does anything, but I just always go like, yeah.
Yeah.
Leonardo told me that I gotta save these turtles. So, yeah.
I definitely do it. And that, I feel like that was really drilled into us. Like, when we were growing up, they were like, there's like two things you need to do to save the environment. Don't turn the tap on when you brush your teeth and cut up those rings.
Yeah. And we're going to be good.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, gas rules.
Yeah, exactly. Brought to you by BC Hydro.
Yeah. I was like thinking of things that I learned. Did you, cause we're like close to the same age.
I think so.
Did you grow up during like that, like kidnap panic? I don't know why I'm talking about so much bad stuff, but, did you grow up during that?
Yeah. They were like, it's funny cause my family never did this, but they were like, you should have like a word. Like if someone comes and says like, hey, my mom told you to pick you up. You should have like a password.
Code word. Yeah.
Code word.
Yeah.
We never did that though.
Yeah.
My mom was like, nah, you're fine.
At that point, I don't know. You just got to kind of make your choice.
Yeah.
We went, because it was so crazy in the 90s then. And we went to the, like the Playland, the P&E, whatever, the roller coaster fair.
Yeah.
And unbeknownst to me, they had this booth from Crime Stoppers where you could register your child for the if your child is ever kidnapped. But I didn't know it was going to happen. And then it happened. But it's just like doing an intake. They take a mugshot of you and they do your fingerprints. So you're having the best time of your life eating cotton candy. And then suddenly you're like doing your fingerprints and like taking a photo. And as a kid, I didn't know, should I smile like for this photo that they're going to circulate if I get kidnapped?
Yeah, whoa.
It was very... I wish someone would have warned me. I wish my parents wouldn't have done that. I think that day would have been a lot better if I didn't suddenly have to think about getting kidnapped a lot and then get my fingerprints taken.
Definitely. I remember getting my fingerprints taken once, but I think it was just at our school gym. I must have been in like kindergarten. All right,
kids, today's fingerprint day.
Yeah, like so I don't remember it.
Yeah.
I specifically remember like doing the putting my like fingers in the ink and being like, this is kind of fun.
It was kind of fun.
Yeah.
I don't think there's many contexts where you're giving your fingerprints that it's fun.
No,
that's probably the last one.
Yeah,
when you're
definitely.
A kid.
Yeah.
You know, they did also a presentation about who to trust. And it was based on like visual. So they're like, what if a businessman says, do you want to hang out? Do you go with him? But what if a biker says, do you want to ride home?
Oh no.
And then so the kids were like, businessman? And they're like, could be the biker. And they're like, biker. But they're like, could also be the businessman. And then so I'm like, well, then what? Like,
yeah.
What do we, don't, okay.
Don't trust anybody.
Just don't trust older men. I got it.
That's, yeah.
Just do that.
That's a good takeaway. Good lesson.
Yeah. But it was kind of pro-biker. They were like, just because a biker wears biker gear doesn't mean they're dangerous.
Right.
And I was like, who funded this? Was it
the Hell's Angels?
Yeah, the Hell's Angels.
Yeah, that's so good.
Yeah. These business guys are just as dangerous as us, okay?
Yeah.
Hell's Angels. Anyways, are you allowed to say their name? Will they kill you?
Oh, I don't know.
Please, don't.
Yeah.
I don't want anything to do with your world.
Yeah, we're...
I shouldn't talk directly to them.
Yeah.
Let's cut this whole Hell's Angels thing.
We can't talk about them or directly to them.
My mom used to deliver mail to the Hell's Angels clubhouse.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Where's that?
There was one. There's a bunch. There was one in Coquitlam.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
They weren't Hell's Angels, but on my like street growing up, there was a guy who had a motorcycle, and then like every few months or maybe like once or twice a year, their front lawn would just be covered in motorcycles. Like they just had the whole gang would be over.
Like a Tim's parking lot in Edmonton.
Yeah. It was great.
That's cool.
It was.
Hey, when there's a flock of hogs going down the highway, it's kind of cool.
And I got to say, he was the nicest guy.
Oh, yeah. See?
Trust the biker.
Just because he's got a motorbike doesn't mean he's a bad guy.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's so funny. all these motorcycles, you're like, I just don't like the looks I'm getting when I walk into a Walmart with my jean jacket that has satanic insignia on it.
So Ninja Turtles was big.
Yeah.
Was there
Mad Magazine I liked.
Yeah. Mad Magazine. That was good.
I had this Mad Magazine that had like a satire of Pamela Anderson, a foldout, but it was like obviously like proportioned in this hilarious way.
Yeah.
But then I got so freaked out because I thought it was hot. I was a kid. So I was like, this satire is attractive to me. But then I got so nervous that my mom would find it that I ripped it up into like 100 pieces and flushed that page down the toilet.
Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Aww.
Very afraid. I don't know what of. I don't know what.
I would be like that too. Just like anything that was remotely like, I don't know. Yeah. Sexual, like suggesting anything. I'd be like, that's not, I'm not allowed.
Yeah. I'm not allowed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
Yeah. One time at the flea market, I got bullied into buying these muscle magazines of like people who are like, you know, like really like, like 10 loaves of bread on their body, whatever those bumps.
Yeah.
All oiled up. And it was very confusing for me sexually. But that was one that I kept hidden because I wasn't sure if it was sexual or not. But it was mostly beefy muscle people.
Right. You could be like, I just want to build muscle.
Yeah. Yeah, but I didn't want this magazine, but this Russian man, he really got me to buy them.
What?
Yeah, he was like, you should buy these. I was like, 7. I was like, I don't know. And he's like, you need something to work towards. I was like, okay, here's a toonie.
Did he work at the store?
He worked at the flea market. He had a booth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's a good salesman.
Yeah. He used to have a bunch of burned CDs, and you could just go through one of those old CD wallets.
Oh, yeah?
And just go through them. It was very
and
cool.
And just pick?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Chumbawamba.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, goo eyes, goo goo dolls or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
When I was in grade 5, I had a grade 5 boyfriend who like
sick.
Burned me the Avril Lavigne CD.
Oh, what CD?
Avril Lavigne, her first CD.
Whoa, that's nice.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
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 And it was like crazy because I was like, that was the first time I'd ever seen like the burned
CD. A burned CD.
But now I think about it, I'm like, he could have like bought me the CD.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah, so like...
Could have saved up all that grade 5 money?
Yeah. His parents were rich.
Oh, okay. Then he could have bought it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it did seem almost like cooler.
To get a burn?
A burn. And that was before like... Well, I don't know. I was in grade 5.
Yeah.
It was before anyone I knew was burning CDs.
Yeah. Bad. That's early.
Yeah.
For a burnt CD?
It's crazy.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Grade 5? Yeah. That's a nice... Yeah. That's a nice innocent time, maybe for some.
Yeah, it was. That was the thing. Like, I had like this like grade 5 boyfriend, but we didn't like ever. We like kissed on the cheek like once, and we didn't even like talk or hang out.
Yeah,
we were just like we would go on MSN and be like, "I love you."
Yeah. Oh, that's so cute.
It was pretty cute.
I had like a grade 6 girlfriend, and yeah, same thing. We never really kissed. Well, we kissed at the grade 7, my friend's birthday or grad party in his basement.
Ooh.
And Brian McKnight's One was playing.
Oh my God.
And I counted down to kiss this person.
Yes.
Because I was so nervous and then did a terrible kiss. And then afterwards, my friends were like, dude, you gotta try again. Like, you could use my room and you guys could kiss more. I was like, nah, I think I'm good. Like, that was horrifying. I hated that.
Yeah.
But kudos to me for linking up Brian McKnight's Started Back at One with a kiss.
That is
pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what that song was made for.
Being also in a grade 6 or 7 relationship, not relationship, whatever. It's just whatever,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's so funny because like kids are so psycho back then. Like, I watched a lot of horror movies growing up because my dad was like, you will like this. So I used to come up to my girlfriend, quotations. She would be at the library on the computer and I would come up behind her, classic boy style, girl's going to love this. And I would say, here's Johnny. I would be like, here's Johnny, you know, from The Shining. And then it would terrify her.
Yeah.
But she liked it. She wrote in my grade 7 on the photo with all of us. She wrote, here's Johnny. So it was something that was lighthearted, I think.
It stuck with her.
Yeah. Then she called me grade 8 and said she was in a relationship. Why do people, I love that kids do that. I've had that a couple times.
She like told you that she was in a different relationship?
Yeah, like you go out with someone for like a month, kind of not really. And then like a year later, they're in high school. They're like, I'm going out with someone now. And it's like, okay.
Yeah. You're like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I went out with somebody in high school for like 1 week, and then they 2 months later they're like, I think I found the love of my life on like Messenger. I was like, that's sick, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what to do with this information.
Yeah, I don't. I'm sure I would have found out.
Yeah, somehow.
Yeah. God, that's so funny. Yeah. Oh, it just like you just when you're that you're pretending to do what you think adults do.
Yes.
In that situation.
Yeah. You got to call your most recent ex and tell them you're in love.
Yeah.
As adults do.
Yeah, you know. It's what they do in the movies.
I just want you to know. We dated a year ago, but I'm in love now. I guess you do. Maybe if it was like a torrent love affair.
I guess.
Torrid? I don't know. Yeah.
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 Yeah. My life's not like that.
Yeah. I don't think mine is. Not that often. I try to get away from that stuff.
For sure.
Anyways, I'm sorry. I think I'm turning this into therapy by accident.
No, I like the stories. let's see. So you said you were also like later, you were into like Sufjan Stevens, yeah. Kind of that indie stuff.
Yeah. So when I got it, as soon as I found out about indie music, I was like, that's my personality.
Yeah.
This would be like late high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just fucking shopping at Viverge, buying like vintage pants. Mm-hmm. Also because it was cheap, but sure. But yeah, like into Jack Johnson, showing people my poetry. Ooh. There was a brief period where we were at Jason Mraz, Jack Johnson, Coldplay, and we transitioned to like Sufjan Stevens, fucking Wolf Parade, fucking
Band of Horses,
yeah, better bands. Yeah. I don't know, it's all the same.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then I was like such a little pretentious little fucking BB, you know?
Yeah, that's what's so funny. It's like, that is good music, but like so many of the people who were like into it at the time just were like the worst.
Just this air of superiority.
Yeah.
So, and then for me, it got even worse because then I got into like Glenn Branca and like free jazz, which are so good. But then you're just like, I don't even fucking like that shit anymore. Like, I like 20-minute drone. Whoa. Named after the devil, okay? You know?
That's crazy. Like, I've always just been into, like, what's popular.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, I don't know. For a while, I would be like, oh, maybe I should. It's like a guilty pleasure. But now I'm like, oh, I don't care. Like,
no, just like it.
Yeah, I just like it.
Like, I like I was, all like, of it now.
Like, the, like, Spotify Wrapped this year. It's like, my top artists were, like, Mariah Carey, Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift, like just the biggest pop stars.
Yeah, it's got it all.
Yeah.
Well, they're the experts.
Exactly.
They've got the mansions.
They're popular for a reason.
Yeah. These like angular drone New York people all still live in apartments, so.
Right.
They lost.
Yeah. That just reminded me of, I just heard, you know, MGMT?
Yeah.
That apparently when they were making that album that everybody loved, they were like doing it like as a joke.
Oh, to make like a super pop record?
Yeah, they were like, this is us making fun of what's popular.
Whoa.
But then it's like, it's really good.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Especially, oh, like that one hit song.
Yes, that.
Yeah.
And then like Kids, Electric Feel.
Oh, yeah.
I think. Electric Feel. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
That is really funny because their records afterwards were more like everyone hated them because I think they went back to their whatever
what
thing.
They actually like to do.
But you know what's so funny now is that now there's new TikTok bands or whatever that do these EDM versions of these songs. Have you heard the EDM Avril Lavigne? How you gonna make me? There's a song that's like, it's like, how you gonna go and make things so complicated?
No.
I feel so like you gotta go and you fall and you go and you go and you go. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bad, but also you're like, it's kind of good.
You're like, okay.
Yeah, you're in the A&W bathroom washing your hands, looking at a terrible toilet, and you're like, that's a pretty good song.
Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah.
Heard it.
They're like, of course.
Marine Drive A&W SkyTrain bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's like, yeah. They've taken like some Whitney Houston songs and made them like, hear the dance version on the radio. Of,
sometimes
like,
it's sacrilege.
Yeah. I'm like,
yeah. I feel like Avril, you could go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
But I don't know, Whitney. She's a legend.
Yeah, it's hard to top. But yeah, on TikTok there's all these like mashups. That's what I get on my algorithm all the time.
Yeah.
Song mashups.
Song mashup, yeah.
And I'm like, sometimes they're good, but like 90% of them are bad.
Yeah. I know. They're weird.
Yeah.
They're only supposed to last like a week.
Yeah.
So that people can like do some sort of dance to it.
Yeah. And it's like fun. It's like if you're a DJ, it's fun to like put one song on and then do the mashup for like 10 seconds yeah. while you're transitioning to the other song. But yeah. I'm like, I don't think you're supposed to do the whole thing.
The whole thing. Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah.
Do you like Ed Sheeran?
I sort of like, yeah. I like a lot of his music, but then some of it I also hate. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
He's very talented.
He's talented.
But the song like Shape of You, I'm like, I hate it.
Yeah. I don't like the acoustic, like I can't get behind the acoustic, like, like acoustic artists who are probably supposed to be playing rock, but they're just put like, they have to still do pop now. So yeah. it's like synth and like dancey and like, yeah, that's stuff I can't really.
Yeah. Cause his first album, like pretty good. Just the,
was it? Like, maybe yeah, I should do more of a Sheeran dive.
He's good at like slow, like love songs.
Yeah.
That's his niche.
He became too much of a celebrity for me where I don't like him.
Yeah, yeah, that too.
And I don't like the whole like, oh, I'm just a shy boy.
Yeah.
Oh, I just play these songs. I can't believe I'm famous. It's like, yeah. just, yeah.
I know. I was watching The Voice this year.
Oh, nice.
And he was like, every year they have someone come in as like a mega mentor.
Yeah.
And he was that. So like, he was like, had all these singers, all these people were coming and be like, oh my God, Ed Sheeran's here. But it was so weird because he like barely gave anyone any advice. He would just be like, yeah, man, you're great. I'm going to buy tickets to your show.
Yeah.
And I was
yeah,
like,
man. Keep rocking, man. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, you're too chill.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe I'll do a little bit more of a dive on Sheeran.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Yeah. When he came out, I also find like now he is one of those people where a lot of people say they hate him.
Yeah.
But then also I'm like, well, he's selling out tours. So somebody likes him.
Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll be all right.
And it's like, oh, who hates you? 20 people in Vancouver who do comedy? Fine.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah. But it's like the same with like Nickelback, where it's like people were always like saying how much they hated them, but it's like they are pretty successful.
Yeah.
I think everyone's lying.
Yeah. Yeah. The internet's really trying to come for Nickelback.
Yeah. All the time. Yeah. I saw Nickelback in concert.
Oh,
once.
Did you?
Yeah. When I lived in Kamloops, the boy that I was dating, they were his favorite band.
Nice.
So I got him tickets for Christmas.
That's very nice.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, it'll be like fine. But then we went to Rogers Arena. We like drove to Vancouver and I was like, this is a great show. They're very good.
Yeah. I like that one video where they do get people throw bottles at them.
That's funny.
Yeah. Because they do warn the crowd. It's right. just good comedy where you warn the crowd. You're like, if you throw one more thing, it's over. And then a bottle comes immediately and they walk off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never really, yeah. That vibe, yeah. I was more into the rap rock around that time.
Right.
Yeah. POD, didn't know they were a Christian band.
Oh, yeah.
Just rapping along to big Christian lyrics.
What was POD's song?
They had that one that was like, we are, we are.
Oh.
The youth of the nation. I should have known it was Christian, right? The, we are the youth of the nation.
That's so, because it was like a chant.
Yeah. But they skateboarded through the high school and like they all had white yeah. dreads. So I was like, these guys are cool.
It was a good song.
Yeah.
But there was another Christian band, Switchfoot.
Oh, I never got into them.
They had that one song. It was in so many movies. Dare You to Move. Dare you to move. Dare you to run. It was in like so many romantic movies.
Oh, sick.
And then I was like, oh, of course they're a Christian band.
Did you like Papa Roach?
No, not really. I was never really into any of that.
Oh, really? Yeah. Fucking loved Papa Roach. Oh, God.
But it was funny because like at that time, I would just be watching Much Music.
Yeah.
So like, I would watch it like,
yeah,
I was just like, I just kind of was watching anything, listening to anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I loved about TV. You would just watch. Yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone knew the same things pretty much.
Yeah.
The main popular things.
Yeah. That's why it's weird now. Cause it's like kids can just watch whatever they want.
Yeah.
Whenever they want.
It's like, do you know Goyo? It's like, no. It's like, he's like a teen and half computer. He's half fake. It's like, no, I don't know what you're talking about anymore.
Yeah, once my nephew was like, what was your favorite thing to watch on Netflix when you were a kid? And I was like, huh? Like,
oh, that's so weird.
There wasn't Netflix.
There wasn't Netflix, young child.
I was like, oh, wow, I too feel old.
I had a Papa Roach poster in my bedroom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I tried to buy the CD, but the edited version of that Cut My Life Into Pieces song.
Right.
I love that song.
Oh, that's probably the only song of theirs I know, but it's good.
Because the chorus is so good that they just start the first verse with the chorus. Because, you know, it's like, cut my life into pieces. So they do the whole chorus, and then the verse starts, and he immediately just goes, cut my life into pieces, which I really like. It's like, yeah,
I'm gonna say it again.
You can do that. Yeah.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah. I wasn't even like, I guess I had a lot of mental health stuff as a kid, and I didn't know, because that song was like really like, yeah, ta-da-da, ka-da-da. Mm-hmm. But the story behind it's really beautiful, and there's a whole bunch of documentaries about those songs out right now. I think Vice does them, but they do one about the Weedus song, Teenage Dirtbag.
Oh, really?
Which is really cool. Do you know that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Because that one's about satanic panic in the 90s. And this kid that grew up in that guy's neighborhood that like brought a gun to school and like shot someone or something like that. Like the actual story is really grim.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's all about like New Jersey street tough kids or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. It seems like such a light song.
Yeah.
So I'm just a teenage dirtbag.
I'm just a teenage.
And when he does the girl voice.
Oh, yeah.
I've got two tickets to
Iron. Oh, man. That song's amazing.
It's so good.
I love that song.
Yeah. That's a karaoke staple.
It's a jam.
Gotta do that.
That's one of my karaoke songs.
Oh, nice.
And I really know how to do it.
Nice.
Yeah. Got I know it. How to do that one in Alanis Morissette. Thank You, India.
Oh, do you do an Alanis Morissette voice?
No, I just go really ham.
Okay.
Maybe I'll do it a little bit, but...
Yeah. I feel like when I sing Alanis, I have to.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's fun to do.
It is. She has all these weird, I don't know, like, I'm trying to, like, you ought to know.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun.
And it had that style of singing back then that was so fun, like... And you got what you get, then you get what you get, then you get no, 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 no.
Yeah. Oh, I love like in a song when they, a rock song when they talk really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like dangerously playing with almost rapping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not rapping, but.
But we're kind of. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Savage Garden.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Cherry Cola.
That's the only thing.
Yeah. That's it.
Ooh, yeah. Ace of Base. Did you listen to Ace of Base?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they're
I used
great.
To cry underneath my bunk bed listening to I Saw the Sun.
Really?
Or no.
The Sign.
And I opened up my eyes and out the happiness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
All That She Wants Is Another Baby. Didn't understand that song. I have no idea what it's about still, but...
Me neither, really. No. Yeah. Why does she want another baby?
What weird music that was.
Yeah. There was also that song, What Would You Do by City High. That was very intense.
Oh, yeah.
What would you do if your son was at home crying all alone on the bedroom floor because he's hungry? And it was like, that's so intense.
It's really intense. And I think about that song often because the context that you always... Whatever, this is kind of boring, but the context that I always listened to it was like a bunch of white kids at like a party going like doing this thing. And when it's about like whatever, just people struggling.
Yeah.
But it's about it's not just white kids, but suburban kids who are just like doing it like almost ironically. But then when you listen to it, you're like, that's sad that everyone partied to that music.
Yeah, totally.
But I haven't listened to it. Maybe it's ridiculous enough that you kind of can, but.
I mean, yeah, what were they going for?
Yeah.
It's a real catchy song.
It is, but it's got a real message to it.
Yeah.
But I feel like that just went over all of our heads because we were stupid.
Yeah.
Because we were.
It's true.
Or at least I was. I can't speak for all the suburban kids.
I was.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, like you'd see all these like music videos that were very serious, but you're just a kid and you're like, I don't really understand it.
Yeah. Oh, I love it when music videos do something like...
Try and have a message.
Mm-hmm. It's my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Country music videos for a while, they would do a lot of weird stuff of like infantilizing people with disabilities. Like I've seen like 7 country music videos that's like someone with disabilities like winning a track meet. And it's like, you gotta keep on going and live your life. And it's like, I don't know. This seems like a weird avenue we're going down, you know?
Yeah.
Country's all about heart.
Of course.
These people are heroes. And it's like, they're just, come on.
Yeah, it's like, okay. It's like, yeah, I agree, but what? Yeah.
Don't use these people as props for your like weird country songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, I think that we have reached the end.
Oh my God. I feel like I talked so much. I'm so sorry.
No.
I feel like I railroaded.
No, don't.
Okay.
It's so funny. People always say that and I'm like, it's a podcast. You're supposed to talk.
Okay.
But, but I always like to end with a couple quick cues.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I asked everybody, what Spice Girl are you?
What Spice Girl am I?
Yeah.
Baby.
Nice.
Yes, baby.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, baby.
Good choice. Okay.
And whenever I got her in the gum, loved it. I had a crush on her.
Yeah, nice.
It's gross. Not gross.
That's
whatever.
Not gross.
I feel like everyone had a crush. Nah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know why I think it's gross. It's not.
Because her nickname was Baby, but she wasn't a baby.
She wasn't a baby. It'd be crazy if the Spice Girls was 3 full grown women and 1 baby.
Oh, he's so funny.
Yeah. 1 baby in a dress.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have lasted that long.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, did you do Spice Girls routines in your living room?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We used to put on the movie and like act it out while it was playing. And they do that now at the Rio. They'll do they'll show the movie with like drag queens acting it out or doing all the songs. But it's fun. I haven't been because I'm like, I want to. I want to be the one acting it out.
Yeah. My sisters would get me to do their dance routines.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah. So nice. Tell me what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zig-a-zig. Ah.
You had older sisters?
I had 1 older sister and 1 twin sister, yeah.
Oh, you're twin?
Yeah.
Wow.
Paternal.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. She's having a baby, so I don't know what that means. I can't communicate with it. I can't communicate with my sister, I don't think.
You don't have twin telepathy?
No. We're both mentally ill. I don't know what that means, but we cooked that up together in the lab. My mom's fetus.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll ask the next question.
This is what I mean by railroading. You asked me 1 question and I like gave you 7 facts about my life.
Yeah, but I kept asking.
Okay.
It's all good. Okay. Yes. Okay. If you could live in any TV show, what would you pick?
Whoa, that's a really good question.
Yeah.
You know what I'd like to do?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to be in Friends, but like really fuck up the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like no, I don't want to be in Friends.
Yeah, it's just like
Friends
New York.
Is fine. Yeah. But it would be funny to be in Friends because they'd all have money. I'd be like, what the how are you guys affording all this stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys just sit in this coffee shop all day?
Yeah.
Every day?
I would be like a Gunther character too, based on who I was. R.I.P. R.I.P.
Yeah.
Okay, no. What was, did he die? He died?
Yeah, he died recently.
It's weird when people like that die where you're like, okay, Gunther died.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, R.I.P., that's a human. Got to respect it. But also, I don't know what to do with this information.
Right. Yeah. It's not. Yeah.
Because everyone hated Gunther.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone really liked Gunther. Did they do a shout out to him during the reunion or did he not die
he
yet?
He showed up on Zoom. Like he hadn't died
nice.
Yet. Yeah. They were all like, it was weird because they were all in a big place with an audience.
Yeah.
But then he showed up on a screen.
It's
like, hey.
Hey, guys. Okay. What show would I be in? I would be in. What world?
Yeah. Do you want to know my answer?
Yes, that would help me.
Okay. I picked the OC. It's like one of my favorite shows. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be cool to be like the Ryan character where I like live in this rich family's pool house.
Oh, yeah. That would be really cool.
And I stir up trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's what the bad boy did, right? He lived in the pool house.
Yeah.
But he couldn't get out of his bad boy ways.
Yeah.
Man, that Phantom Planet song, I used to listen to that song biking home from the highway from my girlfriend's in high school.
Nice.
California. Yeah. Just like such a stupid teenager. Okay, I know what I would want to be in, and this is a bad answer, but Boston Public.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I'd want to be like a troubled kid.
Yeah.
There was 1 episode with a kid with ADD in Boston Public, and everyone's like, this guy's troubled. I'd want to be that kid.
Yeah.
Or, here we go. That, actually, I'll say this. Boy Meets World.
Ooh.
Okay. I have one last tidbit.
I'll stop.
But in grade five, I was like, wanted to be special and emotional.
Yeah.
And then they had that Boy Meets World episode where the guy who lives in the trailer, he wrote poetry that was really beautiful.
Sean,
and everyone's like, I can't believe this guy that lives in a trailer knows how to write poetry.
Yeah.
So then I started writing this really emotional poetry.
Yeah.
And then I scared everyone. Like, my teachers were like, what's wrong? And I was like, nothing, man. I'm just deep. So probably Boy Meets World. I'd love to team up with that guy. We could write some really cool poetry.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 That's great. That's so funny. You did that, but then you didn't get the same reaction. Like,
yeah.
Wow.
People were concerned.
He writes poetry.
Yeah.
That's the real life of it.
Yeah.
Those are good answers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's it.
Okay.
Do you have anything to promote or... where can people find you?
Yeah, just like online. The Sunday service is every Sunday at the Fox. If you're in Vancouver at 8 o'clock, come check that out. And then other than that, no, I don't know. Just keep going.
Living life.
Be you, respect yourself, all that stuff.
Nice. And for this podcast, you can follow the Instagram account at Dearest Pop Culture, or you can just tell your friends if you liked it and subscribe and leave a nice review. And that's it. Thanks for listening. We love you. Bye.